Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome. My name's Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Bohart. It's episode 125 of Trusty Hogs. And today we are doing the fastest ever episode of Trusty Hogs. Catherine, go.
Thank goodness, because I honestly think the last few episodes have been far too slow. It's like, oh my God, I'm bored now. Can they please say something quicker? It's like, what was somebody's going to have to put
on? At the end of the day, we're busy.
Like,
we're trying to get ourselves out there and we just want to make sure that we're earning enough money.
So we're just sort of talking about the time. We're going to rush this 100%. Yeah, absolutely we are.
Woo! Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
That was a whole episode, you guys.
There was someone that was famous for that. Like, do you remember this? They went on the Ellen show ages ago, and their special skill was speaking fast.
Was it some sort of American debater from university? Because they are
maybe.
American policy debating is about how much you can say as much as what you say. Arguably more than...
Wait, there's an episode of Parks and Recreation where as long as they keep talking...
That's something else.
Okay. The what?
Filibuster.
Filibuster. Filibustering. That's it. How the fuck do you know that?
I'm shocked you don't, because you do it in conversation.
And I'm very good at it. Very good. How do you know what filibustering is?
Most people know what filibustering is, babe.
From Parks and Rec?
No, because people do it in Parliament and government.
Do you ever worry that you missed like 2 years of school? And like, just no one, like you just missed it.
Well, I didn't do science in school. I was able to give it up at 11.
Fucking Ireland, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Fucking Ireland.
Isn't that crazy? But they've since changed that. You're not allowed to give it up till you're 15. But consequently, in relation to this, yes.
Well, Catherine, that's not good.
I know, but it begs, but you, in answer to your question, yes. Every single time anything remotely scientific comes up, I freeze. Because I'm like, oh God, I've never had this. Formally educated to me. It's very stressful.
So where do you get up to in science learning?
The mummy and the daddy want a little baby. That's all
and
I got.
And the baby Jesus delivers him on the door.
Yeah. That's all I got.
There's some positive news about Irish education, though, because we talked about learning Gaeilge in school.
Did we?
Osgeilge?
Osgeilge?
Pretty good. Osgeilge, yeah. Okay, yeah. Pretty good.
That was amazing, Andrew.
Thank you. I tried. But we said that it's no longer compulsory, but we got a message from Jill. Who said she loves this week's episode.
Dear Gwish, Jill.
And Dear Gwish. Has messaged with one small correction.
Okay, careful.
Gaeilge is still very much compulsory subject in primary and secondary school, and it's one of the three core exam subjects as Leaving Cert, Maths, Irish and English. Grammar,
big love. But I thought it was only compulsory till the junior cert now.
I will fact check that, but that's what Jill said on the message.
Jill, thank you so much for being brave enough to write in with a correction.
Gurmorgus, Jill, but I'm not sure.
Gurmorgus.
Neolisigum, I don't know.
Neolisigum.
Interesting.
I think it's nice if it's, I mean, still compulsory.
I hope it is. But I also, Tosulagum, I hope. But also, I think...
Oh, yes, it is. Leaving Certificate Irish Curriculum. The Leaving Certificate Irish Curriculum is divided into two main areas, language and literature for Irish language.
Fair enough. It's compulsory.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great.
Well, then, Tobronarum. I'm sorry, Tobronarum.
Tobronarum.
Yeah, Tobronarum.
Tobronarum, Andrew. Just to check.
Tobronarum, Jill.
Have they changed the science thing to 15 now, did Catherine say? Because that feels also very pressing.
Yeah, no, that does seem like a bigger issue. There should be science to junior cert, I reckon.
Like science, surely. Why do they not have it as like, I think it's 16 in UK.
Ellen once asked me what I thought the speed of light was. And I was like, I don't know, pretty fast. Like
E 100, equals MC squared.
Like 100 miles an hour. She was like... Apparently that's a stupid answer.
Is it like a million light years?
It's like
I actually don't know either. Wait, what's E equals MC squared?
It's definitely faster than 100 miles an hour.
That's relativity, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was gravity.
No, that's relativity.
All right.
Energy equals mass times a constant squared.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. But wait, how fast is the speed of light then?
It's faster than 100 miles an hour. How fast is it, Andrew?
Andrew, we're going to have loads of science questions for you.
Listen,
now.
It is faster.
Speed of light is...
It's faster than sound.
299,792,458 metres per second. It is faster than sound.
I think I was closer.
Yeah,
I was closer.
Oh, no, 1,000%. What I will say is it's freezing in here today. I have my coat on, chilly. I have my scarf on, and I'm freezing.
I've just got a T-shirt on, but...
If you're listening to this, we're at that point in British weather now. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we've just had that faux spring. You know when you have the stealth spring where you're like, oh my God, weather's getting nice. It's
incredible.
All warm again. I'm going to wear a lighter jacket. And then... After 2 weeks of that, when my freaking daffs are up, here comes the bloody...
Daffodils. That sounded so filthy. When my fucking daffs are up, you know.
Sorry, you're telling me I can't abbreviate words.
I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm a clean comic now.
Girly whirlies.
Girly whirlies. The girly whirlies.
You didn't call Rob girly whirlies later in this episode.
No, Robbie.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Our guest today is Rob Orton.
Yeah. But now it has become like torrential rain and horrible cold again.
Wasn't yesterday, I feel lied to. Insane.
It was horrid.
It was raining from the moment I woke up to the moment I got home. And I mean actually raining.
Yeah, no, that
raining.
Was the same for everyone.
It was different for me. It was different for me.
From the moment I woke up to the moment I was like, yeah, it rained all day, babe.
It was insane. Because usually there are like brief reprieves where you can like run to the shop or like go outside for a cigarette.
Oh my God, only you would be like, in my garden it rained all day. It's like, no, but it was like city-wide sort of.
I wish you could see how much that made sense in my head that it was just me experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in South London, I cannot fathom that North London's still happening. Like, it's very Truman Show in my mind.
Your whole life's Truman Show in your mind.
But like, almost like the set is all around. So that if I go somewhere, it's like, oh, they've just woken up.
You're wild.
I know, I'm not well.
What a way to live.
I'm not a well
what
woman.
What a way to live.
But I was so wet all of yesterday. And there was a woman on the bus.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for her because she had wet shoe smell. And you know when it happens, like she's clearly just stepped in a puddle first thing. She looked like she'd had a day. Like a real day. And I was on the bus like quite late at night coming back from a gig. And I was like, oh, she's had a really long one.
But
I think
not
she
like
stepped,
a sort of wet dog.
Yeah, but like in her shoes. And she clearly stepped in a puddle. I had a whole story for her at like 6 a.m. and just couldn't dry all day.
Ying.
And oh, I just wanted to give her the biggest cuddle. I wanted
what,
her
like
to
not
have
get that close.
I would have got close. She needed it. I wanted her to have a hot water body. I really hope she had someone nice to go home to. I know. Wet shoe smell.
That's horrid.
It's the worst feeling.
That's horrid.
What's the worst part of your body to have wet?
It's got to be feet.
I'm thinking feet as well.
Feet's bad. The only other one that's bad is if you sit on something wet. I think bum, because it's like, where's it? What's going on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But you know when... Okay.
It's so unnatural.
The bum is actually really disgusting.
Yeah,
it's I don't want a wet bum.
It's very unnatural. It's just not, like, your instinct is like always, and it's just like, oh, what have I not wiped? Like, that's like not great.
How did we not think of wet back ass first? That's being the worst place to have wet.
Well,
obviously, just to be clear, I do not want a wet crack.
No.
Because if you do have a wet crack, someone's gone wrong.
Or you're having a lovely time.
Oh, come on. Not if it's that wet. Does rimming make it wet? No, a little bit, but not fully. Andrew, thank you for answering that so honestly. No, not that one.
No, not wet.
Not wet.
Have you heard the TikTok sound where it's like, this is my hair a little bit wet, and this is my hair wet.
No.
It's,
we're on older algorithms than you, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Mine's all cleaning.
Fair enough. They really do get to know us very quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to hear that, but I also want to talk about cleaning.
Yeah.
Are you on the Scrub Daddy algorithm?
Yeah, obviously, I have Scrub Daddy.
I want one so
They're
bad.
So cute.
I want one so
They're
bad.
So cute.
It's a sponge with a smiley face on it.
Yeah. Do you think I wasn't bought that by everyone when Christmas of the Year came out? My mother's also bought me rainbow sponges. Like,
what, for the queer who loves to clean.
Genuinely, the two things she knows about me: machine washable sponges. There's like I've got the magic white stuff. I've got all that stuff.
What's magic white stuff?
You just pick off this bit of a little spongy guy.
Yeah.
And you wipe your whites, like counters and doors, perfectly white. Nothing to worry about. Perfect.
Oh, I want that too.
Works on your trainers as well.
Very nice.
Right, I have something to tell you. Emma Black came to my house.
I saw Emma Black on the tube.
She came to my house.
And for anyone new here, Emma Black is my childhood best friend that now works for Catherine.
I met her lovely boyfriend. He doesn't work for me.
Oh, how much do you love Sam?
Oh my God, he's so
nice.
He's so nice and Scottish.
Yeah, he's a babe.
I loved him. And also, Ellen loved Emma Black. It was so cute.
Wait, Ellen met Emma Black?
Yeah, she responded highly, like to the perfectionist, like tall, powerful woman, obviously. Ellen
when was
like,
this?
How may I please you? Sunday.
I saw Emma literally 2 days ago. She did not mention this. I mean, I ran into her on the tube and she had two brownies and one of them was for Sam and one of them was for her. But me and Sunil somehow managed to trick her into giving us one of the brownies. We were literally like going to a gig and we ran out. I was like, oh my God, it's Emma Black. And then she was like, I've got the best brownies in my bag. And I went, you can't say that without like sharing.
You are such a piece of trash.
Thank you again, Emma Black. I love
You're
you so much.
You're such a trash bag. You didn't. Where were they from?
I don't know, somewhere in her office.
You are the worst.
I love Emma Black so much. But she didn't mention that she came to your house.
She delivered what she had
she
created.
She delivered to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, Sam would like it noted that he delivered.
Yeah, of course Sam did.
So he drove her in the cushions that she'd made for my... So Ellen found a Chesterfield on Freecycle?
Yeah.
And the only thing that was wrong with it was that the cushions were...
worn.
Like very worn.
Yeah.
And Emma took the cushions. She picked one up for me at the Tottenham Court Road we met.
I love her.
And she got new foam, got new leather, and replaced it. And they look amazing. Let me show you. I'm sure I have a photo.
She's incredible, isn't
it looks
she?
So good. What a talent. And then Ellen showed her, because obviously Ellen was impressed by her work. Ellen then showed her DIY skills around the house.
Oh, Emma Black loves DIY. Was really happy?
Oh yeah. They were asking each other questions. Sam and I were like, yeah.
Just put the boyfriends in the corner.
Honestly, I was crazy.
This is amazing. I love... You and Emma Black becoming friends is one of the sweetest and weirdest things. Because like,
why is it weird?
Because for years in this podcast,
we have loads in common.
But you're the same person.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the first?
I wouldn't have given you my fucking brownie though.
Do you remember the first time I came around your flat? Like, as far as like, not like the house share that you were in before that years ago. Like,
yes.
The flat and it was just you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it's Emma Black's room. It was terrifying to the point where I remember thinking how weird it was that someone would have hand cream on their desk. I was like, oh, you'd have hand cream in like the bathroom or like in your bag.
But that's when you think to use it, when you sat at your desk.
There we go. But I remember thinking, okay, Emma Black's got it. And I was like, oh, and she's got this really random like scented hand cream. I was like, what the fuck is this? Catherine had the exact same brand on her desk in the exact same placement on the desk. And it freaked me the fuck out.
I can't find the pictures of the sofa, but I will take one
for
you.
Okay, send them to me.
Okay, but also, what I did find is just a photo of my muscles because I've been lifting weights. Do you want to see my muscles instead?
Yes, but is the Chesterfield all set up? Can I come sit on it? Shut the fuck up.
Isn't that good? I just lifted weights just then.
Just M in the corner. Can I see?
Nice.
Not bad. Thanks, guys.
You're a strong fucking girl.
Yeah, everyone's always surprised by it. I am much stronger than I appear.
Do you want to arm wrestle?
No.
Oh my God, let's... Wait, we should do it.
I don't.
No, we should. We have to.
I don't think I do want to. I don't wish. I don't wish to now. Now I'm stressed.
Oh please, please.
No. Oh
please,
God.
Please,
okay.
Please. For my birthday, you won't provide anything for my birthday. Oh no, no, no. Actually, swear? You must. No, because it's March 25th. And I'll be arriving in Australia all alone.
I'll be in Australia. My gift to you is that I'll hang out with you in Australia.
That's such a sad gift.
Do you want it?
Okay.
Well, you have to be on mic while we do this.
Yeah, I'm on mic. Right. Ooh, is it best of three or just of one?
Just of one. And you're going to beat me. One. It's going to be embarrassing.
And no, because I've never lifted a weight.
Hang on. Yeah, but you just seem more stubborn than me.
I mean, more aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going to insist on eye contact?
No.
Do you want to do a blinking challenge as well as...
No.
Okay.
So I don't even want to do this.
Just
so
arm wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay, and remember, this is for feminism. So neither of us can go, ow, or or it hurts. Because we have to, like, show that we don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
For feminism.
Andrew, count us down. We go on zero. No, I'm not.
We go
that's
on
my
zero.
That's my natural power.
We go
power.
On zero.
That's my natural
we
power.
Zero will be the word go, okay?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
We both went on three. We both went on... Ow! 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 Oh my God, I've got a spot on my arm. Oh my God, I've got a spot.
Oh, Catherine, for the listener benefit, Catherine is really winning this. Oh, there's a lot of strain. Yeah, Catherine's won it. Catherine has won it.
Wow, I needed that today. Wow, I needed that. I'm warm all of a sudden. I took her power. I think I'm as loud as she is now. Oh, are my boobs growing? Ow. Ow. Whoa. Oh my God, I feel amazing. That's hideous. Oh, can I wash my hands?
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks.
Back in a sec. No, I'll take some hand sand.
That was incredible.
Wow, that was so fun.
Also, it was sad how much we both wanted it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, sorry, just hand sanitized.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Wow, you really put up a fight.
No, I
you were stronger than I thought.
I tried so hard.
Woo!
I will also say
I
this.
I was so red. There's a point at which I was like so red. I could see myself turning a different color.
I do want to see a replay
on YouTube,
of that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what? Good friends do arm wrestle. We must remember that.
That was sick, man.
Did you arm wrestle a lot at school? It feels like you had experience.
No, but I've arm wrestled on a lot of nights out because gay.
Nice.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, people are always arm wrestling on gay nights out. It's inexplicable. And then
for what? Like to pick up the tab or?
No, to be like, somebody will be like, oh yeah, I've been lifting weights. And somebody else will be like, oh yeah, like same. And then suddenly it's like, well, let's just, and then suddenly it's like, well, let's see who's girlfriend. And then it's like, it's a whole thing.
In my head, I'm not picturing like the lesbians you hang out with. I'm picturing loads of twinks in like a musical theatre bar going, come on, let's do it.
No. Well, weirdly, it's often the femmes who are the surprising winners because they like torch themselves at, you know, gym classes, et cetera, et cetera. And there's only so much.
That was a Pilates arm.
You better believe it, baby.
What was that compliment that your Pilates instructor gave you like a couple of months ago and you lost your mind?
That I was incredibly efficient in movement.
That's that your body is incredibly efficient today.
I wasn't wasting energy. I was using my body efficiently. You're fine. Why are you acting like I've broken your wrist?
Just checking I don't have any permanent injuries.
Wow, that was intense. I feel invigorated. I think I should start my mornings like that.
Yeah.
Just what arm wrestling your girlfriend.
Wake up, arm wrestle, let's go. I think I have to win to feel that good, but like, yeah, that was, whoa. That
you
was
do euphoric. Look alive.
You've got real energy about you.
I feel like I just had a bump or something. I'm like, woo.
Do you feel like this episode might be the weirdest episode as far as like ups and downs go? Because just for context, we actually already recorded our guest like an hour ago.
Yeah.
We recorded our guest an hour ago. And usually we do it in the order you hear it. But today it just worked out better to do it this way. And then we were like, so we did our guest and oh my God, we love Rob Orton so much. And we were on such different wavelengths to him. It is the
vibe was
funniest.
Way more zen in that half.
He came in like the zenest man of all time.
Yeah, he's like a Buddhist and we are like, Well, us. And so.
Well, at one point, we both were asking questions. I can't remember some of the ones that you said. I think, favourite whale. And I went, what's your favourite aisle in the supermarket?
Like, you'll hear it.
It's a good interview.
Rob's a very considered man as well. So, like, you'd ask him a question and he'd just, like, take a moment's silence to genuinely weigh up the answer.
Yeah, he really pondered
those. Neither of you could deal with those silences.
We can't deal with sensory deprivation.
What are you thinking about? Just say something. Jesus. Yeah.
You'd be like, what's the whale? And he'd go, let me think. And you'd be like, what's your favourite aisle in the supermarket?
And I'd just be listing whale types. Are we wild? Are we mad?
No, I just think we can't be. If it's silent, then there's a chance the voice in my head will start telling people don't like me.
Yeah.
So I've got to fill it really quickly.
I really hear that. Oh my God, you guys, I can't wait to go home and tell Ellen that I beat Helen in a
You've got footage of it. Do you want the footage to tell everyone?
I kind of do. I wish I'd put makeup
on
today.
Oh yeah, let's clip it up, Andrew.
I wish I'd put makeup on today. That would have been such a good...
Oh, do you want to recreate it in full glam?
That'd be heaven. I actually really
Andrew,
do.
Andrew, write that down. Let's do a full glam
episode. I really would like to do a full glam arm wrestle.
We can just do it in post if you want.
Could you really?
No, yeah. Don't full glam us.
Could you really full glam me in post?
Okay, Alex could probably do it. Yeah.
Could you
full glam me, Alex? Alex, put me in full glam.
Could you imagine if we did an episode where we both wore like full glam makeup, like eyelashes and everything? The comments on YouTube be like, what the fuck's happened?
What you should do is
they've tried?
You should go full glam, God. And then the guest you should have without telling him, Sunil Patel.
Oh. He wouldn't notice.
If you come as Oscar night, sort of red carpet dresses.
You have the lowest cut top you've ever worn. Dress. Oh my God, I'd love to see your like boobs full out.
He wouldn't notice. He might.
He would. If
he
you got your boobs
telling
full
me,
out.
Like nice things about my appearance recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so it begins.
And so now, mainly because I'll be like, oh, like I've just done something new with my makeup. And he'll be like, oh, very pretty lady, very nice.
Oh,
yeah,
so
it's really sweet. And because I was depressed a couple of weeks ago, like super depressed, and he tucked me in.
Aww.
What, are you okay?
I was like, you tucked me in at night.
Are you all right?
And he was like, come on then, fucking hell, get in bed. And he was like, yes, night. It was really sweet.
But you sound very unwell. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine now. Got the sad lamp back out full blast.
Yeah. Okay, gosh.
Turns up every 30 minutes. I've got a timer and I'm like, fucking back out. My eyeballs just like that.
You in.
Well, not like properly. Francis spoke to him about it, being like, what was the tucking in? Like, did you tuck in her little toesies and stuff? And he was like, no. It was more sort of like a patty on the head.
And
like,
when did you say he started looking into buying? Next day, was it?
Oh my God, no, don't ruin this beautiful thing. We're doing really well as housemates at the moment.
Yeah.
I've stopped commenting.
Like everyone's thriving.
We are.
You stopped commenting?
On the potato waffle with American cheese slices on it for every meal.
You mustn't comment on your housemate's food.
I know, but it's the... No, because I'll be commenting it. Like, he's like...
Helen.
Can I just say this?
You can come out here, but I'm not a chef.
I'm not a chef. But my
housemate... No way, but that time I came to your house and you let me cook the entire meal for us.
I have no memory of that. No memory of you cooking. Mm-hmm. Okay, honestly, if I cooked for you, would you eat
no,
it?
Thank
there
you.
We go. So what's the fucking point then? What's the fucking point?
You could order in for me.
Have I never ordered in for you at mine?
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
For sure, we've done. We've
Surely
sat there
we have.
And eaten pizza and stuff.
Let's do that again soon. I'd love to do that.
Do you come over?
I'd actually really like to.
God, we've got so little time left before we get to Melbourne.
Do you want to
just do it in Melbourne? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that I'm not going to stay in a hotel.
Yes, yeah, so I can come to your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a little Airbnb. That spot on your
no,
own?
I'm sorry. I haven't burst it. I'm just like touching it because I've just like, it's just really weird
what
that I've got a spot on my arm.
What do you mean get an Airbnb? I thought they organised it for you.
Yeah. But I'm going to take an Airbnb.
Okay.
Like, because I think hotel living... might go a bit crazy.
I'm worried about that too, so I'm excited to come to yours.
Right?
For sleepovers.
It'd be nice, and it's going to be me and Olga.
Okay, I'll come and we can get takeaway.
So lovely.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
What's Australian takeaway like? Oh, the same, yeah. What a silly thing to say.
What?
Should we bring on a guest?
Oh, all right, Andrew.
Hang on, she's about to tell us something.
Oh, sorry, Helen.
Just the way. No, Andrew, you're forgiven. Please.
I cannot believe you would interrupt Helen in an anecdote when she hadn't even finished it yet. Imagine doing that to a person.
I simply can't. He cooks the same meal, but like he's having waffles, chicken and broccoli.
Those are all delicious and good for you.
No, all great. And we have an air fryer, we've got a toaster and we have an oven and a microwave.
Mm.
So he's got so many options of how to cook things. Now, I'm aware the waffles, the only option is the toaster, right? As far as
I don't know about the air fryer.
Nothing else can go in there. Waffles are amazing on the air fryer, but he does everything in the air fryer one by one.
Why not put them all at the same time?
So the chicken goes in the air... Don't, because I'm commenting if I say that.
Okay.
So chicken goes in the air fryer, finishes cooking, he takes it out and that goes on the plate. Then go in the waffles.
Is it not cold?
They cook for eight... But I'm commenting, so you can't say it. Then the waffles come out and they go on the plate, straight on with American cheese. Now, sometimes he panics because he doesn't put the American cheese slice on immediately and it doesn't melt into the waffle the way he wants.
Just put it back in the air fryer.
And then in goes broccoli to the air fryer, and then that gets closed, and then that cooks. So
how
by the time
by
the time he's sitting down and eating it in front of the celebrity Yorkshire auction house, everything is cold apart from the broccoli.
Why?
Because he's a moron. It just feels like, and like I said a couple of times, like, hey, don't message him. Don't, because then he'll know we're talking about him.
I have to.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Catherine, please. Catherine, please don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Andrew, can you tell her not to do it?
I have to.
Her body, her choice.
Let's bring on our guest. It's Rob Orton.
Room, room, beep, beep, motherfuckers. We're going on tour. Trusty hogs are going on the road. Road Hogs is coming to you, provided that you live very specifically in Manchester, Brighton, Dublin, Bristol, Leicester, or
London.
So get your tickets and we'll see you there. Trustyhogs.com, is it?
Yes. Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers.
I will not apologise.
Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes, sorry.
To Australia. We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Westin 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue.
Woohoo!
Isn't that so cute? We're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live
to
Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I was
bitches,
like,
get your tickets.
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there.
Please welcome to the podcast, Rob Orton, everybody.
It's
how are you?
Me.
Okay, Helen, what have we talked about touching?
Hello.
Just giving him a little tickle.
What do we get?
We get consent. Can I give you a tickle?
Yeah, yeah. Consent.
It's not. There's
I'm
no
consenting.
Reaction. No, I'm actively.
I wouldn't call it enthusiastic.
That's weird, isn't it? You know, sometimes when you're a child or whatever, you get tickled. You're like pissing yourself.
Mm. Yeah, and you're saying things like stop.
Yeah, and then I didn't say stop then, but I wasn't laughing.
Oh yeah, no, you didn't seem to be having a good time.
No, but
maybe
do you think
ticklish.
That? Do you think that's? I don't. Well, that's a good point. I don't know. Do you know what? It's weird. It's weird. I think it's something to do with you know, maybe if you're looking at like a viral video on Instagram or something, and it's meant to be hilarious, when you're just not in the mood.
Oh, and your face is just blank, but it is good.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I'm absolutely creasing inside.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to start tickling anyone.
I'm very ticklish.
I think that's for the best, man. I think that's for the best. Yeah, well, yeah, if I may, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
It's a lost art form, tickling. It's a truly lost art
imagine
form.
Imagine if that was your act.
Just Here comes Mrs. Tickles.
I think...
You just go around, like, each audience member tickling them.
I don't like that. That doesn't feel right.
I love
it. I think tickling's for creeps. I'm sorry, there I said it. I think it's for creeps. Just, like, get your hands out of there. Stop that.
Out of where?
Out of anywhere. It's not like you've not been invited. Get out. Get off.
Like, bottom of the feet, under the arms.
It's, like, really for creeps, if you ask me. And I don't think men should be doing it. I don't think it's a good look.
I know, like, all the audience have to take their shoes off when they come in.
No. That's worse for us than them.
No, bad.
That's horrific.
I actually would like to give that a go. Just, it's always good to have different career options. Like, you know, Mr. Methane?
No.
He's comedian who's...
I don't like where this is
come
going.
Come on, we know Mr. Methane.
I don't know him, but I can guess.
His act is... Farting. He can like, yeah, but he can like do anything with farting. Like anything. He can do songs. He can do it in different positions. He can blow out candles. He can... What else can he do, Andrew? It's incredible. Blow up balloons.
I don't want to entertain this.
Good. Okay. Yeah, good.
But like...
It was... Rob, just for context, for the listener, these, none of these are like your act.
Mr. Methane and Mr. T. No. I can't, I'm not going to do that. No, I didn't know. I've never heard of Mr. Methane. Is it on Instagram?
He's everywhere. I think he went on Britain's Got
Talent. Is he on Instagram?
He went on Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent. It has.
It has. You're dead right. What a positive spin.
And like just like working on that, just like doing work in progresses and it not going well, and you're like, oh, come on. You've got to try. What's your message?
What do you want to say? What's the arc of the show?
How do you want people feel? How do you want people to feel when they leave?
Disgusted yet excited. That's what I'm always.
But I wonder if they do like trial and error of like food to eat and everything like that. They must do.
Oh, for sure. You have to research.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Do you play up to your allergies in that scenario?
You asking me or Mr. Methane?
Well, I don't know who. Maybe it feels like he's your second life.
No, me. Do I?
He's your secret family, Rob.
Where did that come from?
Well, I just feel like if you were Mr. Methane, I'm not saying you are, but if you were on the side, are you eating things you're allergic to? Because it'll give you a gassy tone.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
if you've got a big show coming up.
Yeah,
what's your most gassy food, Apollo? Rob? For Live at the Apollo, you're hitting up the dairy before that if you're Mr. Methane.
Is it dairy? Is that where you're going?
For sure.
Yeah.
For me, it's dairy and bread. Like if I have a Domino's pizza, good luck going in my room. You know,
you have a Domino's pizza so often.
I know, yeah. So that's what there's good luck going in my room, yeah.
Yeah, gosh. I don't know if Mr. Methane, he must like get sponsored by people and all sorts.
Do you reckon? I've never heard of him, so I don't know that he is getting sponsorship deals, Rob.
You've never heard of him?
No.
So where did this conversation come from?
Helen.
Obviously me. Right. You thought Catherine brought up Mr. Methane?
Robert, you could have this level of difficulty following us the whole podcast because we speak fast.
No, I think I'm all right. I'm up to speed.
Good. I have a question then. What's your curl regime?
Curl?
Yeah. You get in the shower.
What is it? Babyliss.
Is it really babyliss?
Is it? No.
Shut the fuck up. I would be so enchanted. If you were like, it's a babyliss curling one.
I've seen that. No, that's the name of a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, you nailed it, my guy. You nailed it.
I would be so happy if you got up each morning and curl one, did you?
It's also such an old reference. Do you have sisters?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like people were doing in like the 90s.
That one. Or that photo that went kind of viral of that lady who was like looking like she was having a nightmare time in the advert. Did you see that?
What advert is this?
No. It's
Describe
on the tube.
It.
And there's a lady just with like a really straight face. And it's like a... cut it.
We will not cut it. Wait, cut the hair. But wait a second. So you get in the shower. What are you using?
Nothing.
You use shampoo?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. I do sometimes, but my hair's all falling out.
Have so much hair, dude.
In the pandemic, my hairs on the top of my head started social distancing from each other.
Oh, my gosh, is that stressful?
Is what stressful?
Like losing your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be weird not to recognise
it. It's weird because it's so gradual.
You've got so much. I honestly would not think of you as someone who's.
Yeah, but if one of somebody said to us, like, yeah, you've got loads of hair, but we were losing patches on the top, we would be like freaking out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's full on. It's a dark area.
Mm. My cousin works in hair replacement. Like in Nottingham.
Would you get a transplant?
What's his name, Mr.
Her name. Medical and a woman.
Lady Follicles, let's go.
Her name is Bauer. Natasha Bauer.
I thought it was Bauer.
No. Bauer.
Natasha Bauer.
Natasha Bauer, and she works.
Who's that, your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
Right.
And you'd love her, and she could help you get your hair back if you wanted it.
I don't want it.
Okay, you letting it go?
Yeah.
Your face says you're losing your hair young, but your vibe says it's actually remarkable you've kept your hair this long.
Right, do I seem quite worried?
No, you seem like 90.
But you know what? It's weird that, isn't it? Because I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, my body's left my spirit behind.
You're going to have to explore that a little bit more.
I just
feel like I am 15. I feel like people think that. No, 21 maybe.
No, you're 50. You're a little
Do
boy.
You really?
Yeah. And I just like, I think this is me now. I think my body's going to keep aging and then I'll just be like, just
a 15-year-old guy in a really old body.
Maybe. 15's I don't know. Fine. Maybe I'm just trying to sound interesting.
No, I got stuck at 4.
Like, oh, did you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I still need, like, the comforts of being 4, and I don't, like, if I don't understand something, I feel like a child. Like, I've talked about it in therapy before. Like, if I feel like I can't say what I want to say or, like, explain it, I get very, like, but I,
yeah.
Like, and it's very 4-year-old.
I've never been to therapy.
That is not that surprising. Not you specific, Rob, if I may, but yeah. Often the male comedians, and indeed British men, they don't seem like they have been or lead with therapy energy.
But yeah. Would you like to?
I don't know. I think I would. I come across as kind of a bit all over the place, but I'm actually quite settled.
Yeah.
I think you seem quite zen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I am quite zen. I was looking through my notes folder earlier and I was like, might read some of that out.
On the podcast?
Well, yeah. But it was just some stuff that I was thinking. Let's see.
I always want to see people's notes folders.
I'm obsessed with this as an idea. I feel like... But also, is your background Northern Lights?
What?
On your phone? Is the background picture on your
yes,
phone?
Yes, it is.
You looked so anguished, like, what? Yeah, isn't that...
Yeah.
Where did you see them?
Iceland.
I love Iceland so much. It's the best holiday I've ever been on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a good time?
It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely loved it.
And, Where'd you go?
We went to Reykjavik.
Nice. Yeah. Anywhere else?
We did, like, the tour.
Yeah, so did we.
Or, like, the Golden Circle thing.
Yeah, but then we got off the bus at Ólafsvík and stayed there and went and saw whales.
Yeah, so we saw some whales, yeah.
Did you? Did you see orcas?
Yeah.
Isn't it the most amazing
thing? They do the rain blow. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, the rain blog?
The rain blow where, like, they... And the sun comes through it and it makes a rainbow.
That's the most
so
incredible.
Magical.
Yeah, it's epic.
Aren't they the most amazing creatures?
Unbelievable. But I've done a thing about that, like, you call it whale watching, but for me it's more like whale seeing. It's quite quick, isn't it? It's like, it was there, it's like, you know, you hear them, and then the captain of the ship or whatever was going, okay, everybody, I'm going to be telling you at the, what time of the clock the whales are at. And they're like, okay, 1 o'clock, and you're at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you've got to run around the boat. And like by the time you got around there, it's gone.
Whale seeing.
Yeah, whale seeing. Like, I used to go badger watching when I was a kid.
Of course you did. Can I just be...
In Bridlington, in my granny and grandpa's quarry.
I love Bridlington.
Where is
on
Bridlington?
On the coast, Yorkshire. Yeah. Rosie Jones is from there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, go on. So, sorry, badger watching.
Yeah, no, so they had a farm and it had access to a quarry.
Yeah.
And there was loads of badgers. And that was watching. Like, you could get down there, you set up, they're there, you watch.
Yeah,
them.
A picnic. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas whale watching, it's like, come on.
I'll be honest, when I was in Iceland, it's the first time I got to whale watch because a pod swam with us for quite a while. So we really got to watch them.
How much did you have to pay for that?
Well, it was a nice trip, Rob.
No, I mean, that was a joke that didn't land. But the...
It's like watching two aliens from different planets trying to communicate. And it's so weird because you've done the same trip, you like the same things, and you cannot get on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
I want to keep watching this. Keep going. This is honestly, it's like watching a 2-year-old speaking to an 80-year-old.
It's quite funny because I said you seemed quite old and you were like, yeah, I feel 15. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be hard.
So,
badgers.
No, I want to go back to, there was a pod of whales swimming along with your boat.
Yeah, orcas came with us. It was amazing.
Oh, no, I didn't, that's killer whales, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see them. See other type of whale, humpbacks.
Oh yeah, they're also amazing.
Did you see them?
We did see them.
But you saw orcas.
Yeah.
Oh man.
They were. That's why we went to Iceland. That's why we specifically went to Ólafsvík is because they are there at that time of year. And my girlfriend's obsessed with whales, and I was always a bit like, "What's the deal with whales?" And then we went to Iceland. We saw them, and I was honestly moved.
Yeah. No, I'm killer whales are like my favorite probably. They're like. So smart, aren't
Unbelievably
they?
Unbelievably smart.
Aesthetically smart.
I think they were like trained efficient. To like know more about them as well, because like that big documentary Blackfish and like killer whales, like just that, what's it called, Free Willy, like we just feel like we know
you
more
know that
about
wasn't
them.
A documentary, right? Yeah.
Free Willy, it's close enough. It's a real whale. It's a real whale. How much do you reckon the insurance was for that kid to stand under that whale? Like, that's got to be bloody high, doesn't it? Like,
it was the 90s. It's fine.
Everything's chill in the 90s.
It's fine.
What's your favourite animal to watch? I'll come to you afterwards, Catherine.
Mm.
Favourite animal to watch?
Might come to Catherine first.
I'll think about that.
You take your time.
Have a ponder. It is orcas for me.
Definitely.
But you know what I'm still stuck on? I don't want to distract Rob. I don't want to give you too much to think about at the same time, but I was desperate to know it was in your notes section.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We'll come back to the animal.
Do you know what? It depends where you are, though, doesn't it, with what animal you know. I mean, dogs are pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, God, I love dogs. I mean. Yeah. Do you have one?
No, I'd like one, though.
Me too.
I was on the tube, right? Yeah. And I wrote this down. It's obviously going to go nowhere, and I'll delete it immediately. But I got a line in my show of like at the end is I talk about as the pool of people who are younger than me becomes deeper, the pool of people who are older than me becomes more shallow. Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm getting older, and like I mean, I'm going to be 49 next year. So it's just like...
What?
How old are you going to be next year?
49.
No.
You're lying.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, you're not. That's a lie. That's a lie. I want to see a driver's license. That's a lie.
Anyway.
You're
That's
48.
A lie. No, you don't believe him.
He's not.
He's lying.
I got this thing right. It says... Young people
you
have
liar.
This...
You liar. Why are you lying?
I loved that. I'm going to be six.
Young people have this. It's not even a fully formed thought, but young people have this feeling of it's in front of me. So they look at older people and be like, it's in front of me and it's behind you. You know what I mean?
Like, I do, Rob.
They're like, you've had your turn. And it's just like, fuck.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
Aging in general is upsetting, yeah.
Mm. But I'm always...
Particularly
always,
at 48. That's a lot to look back on.
A bleak one. Let's try and find something a bit better.
And you're sort of getting out your phone thinking I should note that now.
No. You think he's looking for a different note?
I'm just trying to think through the process of being on the tube, seeing, I presume, a sort of snide little child looking at you like, get bam.
Yeah.
And then is it the tube in the north? And then you're like...
Is that a Yorkshire accent?
No, it was... Honestly, I don't know what accent. I panicked.
I like looking at gorillas.
What does that note say? What does that note say?
This is for that feeling when you don't really need anything from the supermarket, but you're going because you know you want something and they've got something in there that could itch that scratch. You've got a piece missing and it's on the shelf somewhere. You've just got to find it. I've never found that missing piece. And I can tell you pastry.
What, yes. Oh, it's not always a pastry for me. Sometimes it's the pre-made coronation chicken packets. And I just want a coronation chicken sandwich filling box with a spoon.
Yeah.
Like, it's so
pecan
often
Danish
that.
For me. Pecan
it's
Danish.
A pecan Danish.
And then you get and you're like, you want, and then you get that and then you feel okay.
Then I have two bites of it and then that's enough.
Yeah. But it's that thing, isn't it?
But I still eat the whole thing and feel sick.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
What's your favourite aisle in the supermarket?
Oh, that's a
pastry
great
section in Lidl is, you know, one of my favourite places in the country.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to this and you say you were running around Victoria Park.
Yeah.
I live near there. Do you ever go to Lidl?
No, is it good?
Yeah.
I only just got there. I mean, I moved in November, but I really don't feel like I know the area at all. So maybe I should check out the Lidl on
big time.
Okay.
Oh, it's absolutely
about the
awesome
section there.
Well, it's cheap. It's not as cheap as it was.
Yeah, but pretty cheap.
It's cheap and it's you know, obviously if you go in the morning, it's well stocked.
If I see you there,
yeah.
Should I say hello or should I like assume that's private time? And there's no offensive answer here, by the way. I personally don't wish to be said hello to if we didn't plan to meet.
Really?
Well, I often think it's strange that people bound over to you with enthusiasm as if you'd organised an event when you didn't. And I'm obviously a different person on the days I plan to see someone and the ones I didn't.
Right, yeah, so if you'd done
that... What the fuck?
If we didn't plan to
You're
meet...
You're not Catherine anymore?
Thank you, Em. Em is nodding. If we didn't plan to meet, keep walking.
Even me!
I prefer it. I'm not ready. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people that I know on the tube. Have you done that? And you just don't...
Yeah. But that's we both see each other, but we do it at different times. But we both do the...
Oh, really? Oh, maybe that happened to me as well then. Because I'm thinking, oh, I just ignored them, but...
No.
They'd have done it to me as... Oh, man.
I think sometimes you both ignore each other. I once had a really obvious one. Me and a comedian were on a train up to Macclesfield together and I was already on it. And then he got on and was like, I was on a table and then he was on chairs facing that way. So we were basically like facing each other across diagonal.
Hell.
He clearly saw me. I clearly saw him. But we just didn't register each other in quotation marks. And then 20 minutes out of Macclesfield, he went, Helen Bauer! And I was like, you fucking legend! And obviously I could have just played it and I was like, I bloody knew you saw me, but I genuinely respect that.
That's
but he did a double take. I was like, you're overperforming it.
What? What a way to find out you are manageable in 20-minute bursts.
Yeah,
this
that.
Man went, it's 20 minutes. But wait, so am I saying hello in the pastry section or no?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Well, I don't know. It's up to you. But no, I think
you have favorite, to now.
What's your favourite aisle in the supermarket?
Great. I like the cheese.
Do you?
Yeah. Yogurt and dairy.
Yogurt and dairy, that's
Not
my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like? Quisps. Oh, can I also say, I really like the squash aisle.
Yeah,
I
me do. Too.
Like different like squashes and drinks, because there's always a new squash out. Like there's something amazing about the time we're living in Britain.
I agree, and I love the new Peach Robinson's barley one. I don't like the peach and raspberry. Don't talk to me about it.
I'm not talking about peach and raspberry. No one said peach and raspberry. Have you tried the Sainsbury's own brand, white grape and peach?
No, but I will.
You'll be charmed.
Okay. All right then.
And we're living in the golden age of squash.
I do agree with that.
Golden age.
I do agree with that. Everything just comes as double strength and standard at this point almost. It's like wild out there. It's really
the
good.
The variety
is
incredible.
I do agree.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's because the price of juice, it's out of this world these days.
Pear. Have you had
expensive?
The pear?
Don't.
Pear squash.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
The squash is accessible for people.
It's unreal, Rob.
The flavour combinations. We've
is
only just
cheap?
Scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Is it cheap? Put it you can get put 59 beside, pence for one that will last you a month.
Put it beside a juice and you'll be laughing.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll get rock hard, son. I'll tell you that. If you realise the price that you're paying for juice, you'll be wasting your life. Also, I can say this. Juice, it's not always actually fruit in there. It's from concentrate. I'm just very passionate about drinks at the moment because I drink healthy now.
What do you mean?
I bought a lemon.
So what?
I bought a lemon. I put lemon
but
in my water.
What are you having? Lemon and water? Like hot water, cold water?
No, wait for it. Fizzy from SodaStream, eh?
You got SodaStream?
Honey.
You covered this I on got the podcast everything. Before.
Oh, no.
I got everything. You want something in the kitchen? I got it.
No, you got. We, you
are
saying
you hitting on Rob? What's happening?
You got an air fryer. And you
honey,
got a soda
I got
stream.
An air fryer. I got a SodaStream. I got a microwave.
Do you have either of these things?
No, I don't have a soda.
Rice cooker. Toaster, rice slow cooker. Yeah.
So far, I have all of these things.
Yeah, of course you
soda
do.
SodaStream, yes. Ice cream maker,
muffin
yes.
Muffin tins, banana loaf tin, different bits of crockery from dead elderly aunts.
Okay, it's getting sad now.
Sieve, colander.
Yeah, everyone has those, babe.
Mixing bowl.
Uh-huh. What do you prefer, sieve or colander?
Colander, thank you for asking.
Disagree, because you can use a sieve as a colander, but you can't use a colander as a sieve.
Yes, you can, if you're really
good
easy going.
Show
with your
title there.
What's your favourite bit of kitchen equipment? I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind.
Are you a good cook?
Yeah, I used to work in a restaurant. That was my first job. So, yeah. I was in charge of the crab cakes. I was called the Crab Cake Kid.
Nice! CKK! Yeah.
It's the best nickname I've ever had.
That's wicked!
Where is this restaurant? What else are they serving?
It was in
how
York.
How old are you?
York? Okay, we're in York.
I was still at school. So I was 16.
Okay, that explains the kid.
And it was just epic.
It sounds
like because I mean I've got a bit in my show about it of talking about
come on
this.
Let's hear it.
I mean it's two pages long but basically
at your natural tempo you're right, we don't have time for that.
I know, yeah, it's a 3-hour special, yeah. The it was yeah,
no,
I loved it and it was so great, like just I don't know, I felt like because I love process and I love when I've got something in front of me that I know what I'm doing, you know. So I had a big bowl of mix, get it, bowl them, you know, get them all really. All the other chefs didn't give a toss about it, but I was like,
no,
right,
course.
Come on, I'm going to try and get them good. And so you bowl them, then flour them, egg and milk, and breadcrumb them again, egg and milk, you know, get this.
Wow.
A thick skin of breadcrumb, whatever.
Yum.
And then put them in like a ring and press them down. And I got them looking.
Sounds good.
Really smart, dressed in their full body breadcrumb onesies.
That sounds honestly delicious. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, no, but the best thing, you know, it's like that thing when you get your first job, and like if you get if someone gives you a bit of props, like I remember one of the chefs was coming up from the wine bar downstairs, and someone had ordered the crab cakes. And for some reason, he was bringing the leftovers upstairs and he just started eating someone else's food that they've left.
That's a compliment.
And he was eating the bit of crab cake that was left and he was like, oh, these are really nice. Keep up the good work. And I was like, yes.
That's wicked. That's from a real chef. That's
whipping me with a tea towel for the past 2 years.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah,
from the age of 14.
Used to wet the ends of the tea towels and whip each other with them. Like,
what
did you, have you ever worked in a kitchen?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, like
they
not
seem like violent, hostile spaces.
Yeah, there's a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs, a lot of contact.
It's really fun.
Did
though,
you do
it?
Drugs at 14 in the kitchen?
No, I didn't.
Good for you. 15?
No.
16?
What happened was
when did you start doing drugs in the kitchen? So,
well, this guy, one of the chefs said to me, did you smoke ganja? And I was like, what? And he went, oh, hold your hand out. And then into my open, this is just literally lines from a show saying, hold your hand out, and held my hand out, and into my open palm, he placed a centimetre square hard block of what looked like dark chocolate wrapped in cling film.
Oh, no.
It wasn't heroin.
You didn't eat it, did you?
No, and then he said, and then he gave me three Rizzler pack of Rizzlers and three cigarettes, and was like, there you go and get stunned. I was like, what now? He went, no, we're at work. And so it was difficult, but he said.
Did you smoke?
There's a starter kit. So he literally. Yeah, but I remember.
What age were you?
I was like 15, 16.
Yeah, but it's different up north. It's different up north.
No, it's not.
It is. Have you been to York?
Yes.
It's different. There's men there that jobs are just to take you on ghost tours, and they're wonderful, and I really enjoy all of them.
Gosh.
But like, it's a different place.
Gosh.
Have you done a ghost tour in York?
So well, they kind of. It's the same person in it pretending to be different ghosts. Is that right?
There is one where they can jump out at you, but there is also one where it's historically accurate ghosts of York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. I went in it with Nick Ellery and Sunil Patel on the lad's holiday.
Oh,
once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghost tours, awesome.
You I know.
You must have had loads of ghost chats on this podcast.
I can't believe I asked. We have. I can't believe I asked if you'd smoked the weed.
No, what happened was I'm not actually a massive stoner. Strangely.
I am now. I've done like 6 gummies.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
I sleep so well, my ear hurts in the morning.
Why?
Been on one side too long.
Wow.
Wake up with an earache, but that's very rested.
You don't move.
She's got a heavy head.
But it is fun. I took a couple of gummies the other night and we watched Along Came Polly. I couldn't breathe.
You cannot have only had 6 edibles, because every time we're on this show you're like, the other night I took a couple of edibles, and it's like those are adding up now.
You're right, I actually have finished a bag.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm a drug addict.
What a way to find out.
I'm throwing my life away for gack.
can you get addicted to edibles?
I don't think, I mean, if you can, I haven't been, because like Sunil to remind me the other day, he was like, oh, like, do you still have them? And I'm like, oh my god, I do.
I actually wrote down something in my notes that I heard in one of your previous episodes that Helen said that I thought, I deny it. I thought that could be it. I thought this could be a funny show title. If you're in the market.
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with that white woman? When you're talking about the bus. When you got hit by a bus.
She did not get hit by
Thank
a bus.
Thank you for remembering that, because I got hit by a bus again.
No, Rob.
Catherine, no joke.
I thought it was really
funny. Last night, no. I was getting off the bus and I was walking down the stairs at the back and it braked suddenly and my arm went through the gap of the handle rail and the bus. And I had to yank it out.
So you tripped. That's not being hit by a bus.
No, I was hit.
It's like that bit on Curb when the guy says about his dad being killed on 9/11. And he wasn't in the Two Towers. He just got knocked over.
I think I've seen that episode.
You are that episode, is the takeaway.
My dad on 9/11.
You are the episode. Rob, can we guess your actual age now, please?
Yeah.
Okay. 29.
What?
29.
I only see the soul, so 15.
20? You think I'm 29?
33 at the oldest.
I'm 41.
Fuck off.
I am, yeah.
No, you're not.
1982.
No, you're not.
That's correct, actually, for 41.
What's the skin regimen? Are you wearing sun cream?
Yeah, I'm wearing sun... What's that? Oh, think of a sun cream brand. Quick.
Soleil.
Sultan.
Suntan.
L'Oreal!
Okay, so you're not wearing sun cream. Gosh. Do you spend a lot of time indoors? You look wonderful for 41.
He's the cramp.
Or maybe 41
kid.
Isn't that old. And I just...
Do you know what? Leo Reich said to me after we'd been in Melbourne together, he said, you've changed my opinion of what a 40-year-old is.
I think that's a compliment.
And he also said to
Was
me...
Was it?
He also said to me, you know what? You're always dressed for rain. That's the two things I remember.
I love Leo
Reich.
It's rude, but was he wrong?
No, because I just wear that rain mac all the time.
Even in Australia?
Yeah, me and John Kenza got the same one, so hopefully, you know...
Good for you, Rob.
I'd love to quickly, just for the benefit of the person watching, just show off this rain jacket. Yes.
It's North Face.
It is North Face.
Lovely.
We have here a hood with the toggles on either side in case it's windy. But it doesn't have a ventilation pouch for the head. No. See, I'd rather that. A vent pouch.
Would you?
It's got, you know, do you ever get like a sweaty head when you're walking in the rain? You know, when the back of your head gets hot and it gets a bit sweaty under a raincoat?
Well, I thought you said you got a...
Lads, picture this. You're walking in the rain. You're going uphill. You need the raincoat on, but it's creating a sweat sarcophagus. What sarcophagus? Was that right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What is a sarcophagus? It's like a pupa.
No, it's like a sort of Egyptian coffin, like in ancient Egypt.
Slay. You've created a sarcophagus around yourself and sweat's gathering in it, but you need the rain hat on. And then at the back of your hood, there's a little vent panel to let air in and out. Have you ever seen these?
No, but nice.
Maybe I'm shopping at better quality millets than you guys are.
Don't think so.
And then, sorry, I'm from Hampshire.
That's the first time Rob stood up for himself. I don't think so. I think I know me a millet when I see one.
I mean, this is, I was doing a gig at the Exeter Phoenix the other day. You done a gig
there? I know the one.
And I got back into the dressing room. I was like, where's my jacket? And I'd left it up at the top when we were doing the sound check, but I thought that I'd lost it. And the thing is with these North Face jackets is that the colours change over and over again, like with every year. So I don't think you can get these anymore.
This is a classic.
I really like that.
I like it too.
And I've got three. I've got a red one and a maroon one. But if I was in charge of North Face,
yeah,
I would just do every different colour combination that you could possibly have.
Mm.
And
wow.
Just like, and just have shed loads of them.
I can't believe then, you're not in charge of North Face.
Do you know what? I did a video once that went viral on Facebook.
No, here we go.
Whoa,
here we
go. On Facebook.
No biggie.
Okay, I believe that you're 40 now. I didn't until now.
But it was about me getting, when I did a show all about hair, and it was like, I grew my hair really long, grew a massive beard for like 18 months or whatever, yeah. And didn't touch it. And I said, oh, like people started to, you know, not sit next to me on the tube and all.
Really?
Like that. Yeah, it was pretty bleak, but I thought I need to make myself feel like a solid member of society. What can I do? So I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a North Face jacket. So I and then when I put it on, you know, people look at me and they go, oh, it's all right. He's an explorer. Like,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to have to stop you there. This podcast is for people to get advice on.
It is.
Rob, what kind of advice do you give?
Can I quickly look through my notes folder?
Yeah, 100%. Can we hear more of your notes, please?
Yeah.
So this
was something that I wrote down the other day, and I read it again this morning. And I thought, oh, it sounds like there's something in that.
Okay.
So I was doing my first work in progress for my new show, and I was just like, whoa, doing it again? Like,
yeah, I know. Like, I know it's shocking, isn't it?
And just thinking about like I love the show I'm doing at the moment, and then but it's like, wow, I've got to go through that pain barrier again of like trying to. I was nervous about my work in progress, and in the kitchen I said to myself, "It'll be over soon," and I thought, "Yeah, it will actually. It will be over."
Yeah.
Everything, and I was like, I don't want it to be over.
Gosh.
And I was like, we don't get to stay here for long. It will be over, and I won't even get to look back on it once it is. So there's probably not too much sense in feeling nervous about it.
Yeah,
I'm just pleased to be here at all. So I think the advice in that for me is just like, it only gets to be, you've got to just like, it will be over. So just, you know, try to grab it in any way you can. And that it's really difficult to grab it though, isn't it? Of like get any kind of grasp on life. It's just brutal because it just skims by and you're like, okay, I'm going to try and stand on this bit. Oh, that's gone. And you're like, bam, 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 bam. And it's just that thing of like trying to feel something. Am I making any?
It's a very grim overextension of like, oh, it does get better. Like, oh, it will end. Mm. Oh, but my suffering. No, everything will end.
But don't you think that all the time? I'm just like, oh, I've got to do this, and this. And then it's just like, oh, but at some point I'll die. And we'll all be dead. And no one will remember it. Nothing will matter.
I find that
Everyone's really comforting.
No, I do. Yeah, yeah. I can get behind that, and I find it really motivating.
Yeah.
And
none of it matters in the grand scheme of
things. No, and that's it. And things just like matching up, like
yeah,
knowing
yeah.
what a crisp aisle is. You know, we can talk about a crisp aisle, And
a what? Like,
And we're there, and it's
wait,
like,
wait, what's a crisp aisle?
It'll never happen again.
You brought up the crisp aisle.
Oh, crisp aisle. Sorry, it's the northern accent. It's not very clear sometimes.
Crisp aisle.
Crisp aisle.
Crisp aisle.
No, you're all right. Don't
you're
worry.
Screaming.
Yeah, that is so true, though. That's often the thing that like crashes me. Like I very rarely come back up from a depressive mood or a depression period. I normally crash through the bottom where it gets to such a point of like, oh well. Not only is this bad, everything's bad, we're all going to die. Yeah. And then it sort of just free falls into sort of just, oh, well, nothing matters. And everything sort of starts to fall away again.
But what sort of advice giver is he?
Bleak.
Bleak. Oh, was that the aunt?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Catherine's depressed now.
I really am. I find that so...
Keep going till you crash through the bottom. It'll really...
demoralising.
What do you mean?
All that tells me is nothing matters, which means or that I've already wasted all this time or that I'm missing enjoying the brief moment we're in and that
just be happy because
I'll be remembered as nothing.
Nothing else matters.
But this is it. It's like those, I feel like just emotion is everything.
Mm. Yeah.
So when you feel something, that is it, isn't it? And that's all we've got because it was like we're skimming across this earth in like these really temporary bodies for it. And then like the only real thing is how we feel and make other people feel as well. And it's just like that's it.
Like I tickling
think, I'm
people.
Talking as if I know, but you can only talk about from your own perspective, right? And for me, it's like I always think about looking at animals and everything like that and just being like, yeah, they're doing their own reality, whatever, and then I'm doing mine and we're all doing this. And it's just like we get so mixed up in everything and you just got to... It's really difficult to take a breath and just go, how are you feeling? You know, and trying to check in with yourself. And so what advice would I give is like, don't be scared of feeling overwhelmed. Innit?
We've never had someone give such beautiful advice without even hearing a problem. Because Catherine, do you know what I feel right now? Love for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? I feel love for what? And a little tickle. Yeah.
An acute awareness of the impending death of everyone I care and love about.
Yes, but we all will. But then we meet again
in the underworld.
Do we?
Yeah. In the lake of screams.
No, but I think that's another thing, isn't it? Like, I think that I'm motivated by the fact that I firmly believe that this is completely 100% it.
I am too. I do think that's true.
I'm really envious of people who don't believe that. And, like, think about other people, like, in heaven and things like that. And, like, I've had ideas about it. I'd love there to be heaven, like, be my... I go up to heaven and like my granny and grandpa are there and they're at the gates and like they're holding my sign, you know, with my name on it, like people do at airports. And I'm like,
so
they're
going to
like, they're like, hey, we're going to show you around. You're going to like it. I'm like, oh yeah, but I can't. And it's like, if it makes me not want to make the most of my time here. So like doing what we, you know, on stage or any job, it's like, I'm going to Reading tonight,
yes.
Going to do a show, and then, you know, Southampton tomorrow, and then Cardiff, and then keep going. And it's just like, and the thing is, some of the stuff that's been happening at the end of my shows, like people saying what the crack is, what they're going through, it's like, you never know what people are, all that, you know, mm-hmm. We're standing on stage, and like there's people in the audience who've got some serious stuff going on.
Oh,
and
for
like,
sure.
I'm really saying that to myself every time now. I've going, give it, come
100%.
On. 100%. Let's try and give it some.
I like that.
100%.
Mm. I like this.
I don't know if that's not advice, is it? But
it
is advice. It's just also just a lot to unpack.
But it's what I wanted to hear from the crab cake kit.
Yeah, me too.
Because not to like try.
Well,
and
actually, I just want to try crab cake.
Wrap this up, but like, you gave the crab cakes 100% of yourself.
I did,
and
yeah.
You were present for them. And that, in many ways, is the end of the life of the crab. That's the full cycle. But well, you allowed that to live on.
Well, it is all about being present, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the thing about feeling and like trying to get into the moment. And like, I was behind a lady in Wasabi the other day, right?
Mm,
and
love Wasabi.
She was on her phone. She was on her phone, and the guy was like, "Can you put your card on there?" And you know, it was, and she'd got like a katsu curry, whatever. Can you put your card on? And she was just looking at her phone, and he was like, excuse me. And she went, oh, sorry, I was miles away. And I thought, that is what phones do. They get you. And I thought, wherever you are, I've been where you are when you go to on your phone. But it's like, it takes you away. And it's like that thing of like being present. And obviously, phone's really important because it's, you know, you're communicating. But when I see people on phones, you know, and there's people always saying, look up and all that bullshit. Mm. Like, people are on their phones because other people, it's all about trying to connect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if other people are on their phones, then of course you're going to go on your phone because that's the best way you can connect us on the phone.
Yeah.
Do you not think there's past lives?
I can't. We're going to do the problem. We're going to do the problem. We're going to do the problem. Andrew?
I really enjoyed the book. That was a very beautiful diversion. So this is a problem from C.
Hi, C. You say hi, C.
Hi, C.
C says, to the trusty hogs, for the past few years, I've been experiencing some of the worst anxiety of my life.
Oh, no.
Luckily for me, it has nicely coincided with me finding your podcast.
Play. Woohoo! We can't be helping with that. Mm.
I
have a number of people who go, I've had a really difficult time with my mental health. But that's when I found you. And you think, oh, gosh. Propanol. I don't know that we're helping.
Propanol.
I think you really are helping a lot of people, actually.
Shut the fuck up, because I'll get around.
I do. No, I don't.
Because you're like, you know, you're trying to
don't
get us
be nice.
And I'm not
fuck
going
off.
There, because we're about to have lunch.
If you
want to
make me emotional, bring me a crab cake. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
We should partner with BetterHelp, that if they go to the survey.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to need some therapy. Go on.
I've been experiencing some varying amounts of underlying anxiety in the background, ranging from a tiny feeling of despair or then feeling like being on the brink of tears. A lot of these feelings come from myself recently struggling with work. I work for the NHS and I'm experiencing major burnout and imposter syndrome. I do not get much support in the hospital, and often when I speak to my colleagues, I'm made to feel very small.
Oh, no.
When I listen to you guys, I feel relief, as if I can finally breathe and can myself relax. Thank
this
you guys so much for this small but wonderful pocket of calm and relief. Yeah. Wouldn't use the word calm, but relief in this stressful world. They've actually put in brackets, yes, I meant calm.
Thank you, C.
My problem is I am moving to a different post in my job, thank God. However, I am fully aware that my anxiety and confidence issues are not going to magically disappear overnight. I've been speaking with a therapist about these issues, and I wanted to make sure that I can work on a good work-life balance going forward. I wanted to know if you guys ever struggle with imposter syndrome, and if you do, then how do you manage? Thank you so much. I love you guys with all my heart. Kind regards, C.
I want to help, but I'm really bad at this because I'm like the most annoying person when I feel like I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing. Yeah, or I feel like I've chanced my way into something or lucked my way in.
Why?
I'm like, oh, I've never done this before. Just so everyone knows, I've never done this before. This is new to me. Like, the first couple of times I did acting stuff, like professional acting stuff, I was like, I'm a comedian, so I wouldn't know. And it's like, oh my gosh, you were raised in the Anne Bauer School of Drama. You know how to learn lines. Like, and it's just, people don't want to hear that.
I think they do, though.
I agree.
With that short time I was with you on set for that, I feel like you brought a good energy that was just like people going, it's like, I don't know, it's like you do a lot of the heavy lifting of bringing an upbeat atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rob!
I agree. I also do think that, like, saying I am worried because I've never done this before, I'm nervous, is actually like quite a relief to people. And also, they know where you're coming from, they know why you're behaving the way you're behaving. And also, mm-hmm. can give you information and help. I actually just think it's quite a clear way of saying I might need help with this, which I don't know why we're all so embarrassed to say. Like, if it is your first time or if you do feel unprepared, your job is actually supposed to have things in place to support you. I would say, have we ever had any... I would say I constantly have imposter syndrome. I'm starting Soho Theatre on the two weeks. I've done Soho Theatre once before. I've started a new show before, and I feel I'm not sleeping. I feel nauseous. I feel teary. I feel worried. Not exactly great places to be creative from, but of course, because like, I think in my case, it sounds like in your case, I want it to go well and I want to do my job well. And also, like, people are relying on you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to let them down. I think it is, it comes from a place of caring that you do your job well and about other people. But we are worrying about the absolute worst case scenarios. Like, my hyper focus is on if it goes badly. I never think about if it goes well. And it might, I guess it could. Your new job could go well. It's worth spending at least some of the time that you worry about the worst case scenario on what it would look like if it went well.
And if it's with the NHS, God, we hope it goes well.
Oh, know? Yeah, we really need that. No, no, no pressure. But we do.
Service for all of us here at Trusty Hogs.
But I don't ever do... I don't think I've ever done anything in comedy where I haven't felt like, how the hell am I here?
Come on. There's not been a couple of things where you're like, I got this.
No.
I once did a children's show called Dog Ate My Homework on the CBBC. And they went, all you have to do is not understand and answer the question correctly because we want the kids to win. And then you have to get slimed. And they were like, do you want to practice anything? And I was like, I've got this. I've never felt more natural at anything in my life than kids' TV. They went, are you all right if we slime you and then put glitter all over you? And I was like, absolutely no stress. Do you want to shower here? And I was like, no, I went to bed at the hotel. I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, wow. No, I've never had that level of comfort. What about
so
you, Rob?
I went back, did it again. Loved it.
I think it's really good to approach. I mean, I approach a lot of stuff with like a careful amount of caution, I think.
Yeah. And just like careful amount of caution.
He arrived on set like creeping.
A cautionary
around.
Amount of care, yes.
I think it's good. I mean, it just sounds like you care about what you do. And like overconfidence is the worst thing, I think, because there's been, yeah, that thing where you're saying about, oh, I've got this, and then like there was a thing on my when I was learning to drive, I was absolutely bricking it so much, and then the instructor took us to an airfield in just outside York, and I was like, he went, right, you get behind the wheel, and I was like, whoa, no, I can't, and he was like, come on, so I got behind the wheel, and he was
how
like,
how old were you?
16.
Terrifying.
Can you drive then?
No.
17.
Yeah.
And anyways, I was driving for a bit, and he was like, right, you drive us home. I was like, what, on the road? And he went, yeah, yeah, on the road. So, and then I drove home. I was like, I can't believe it. I'm doing it. And then I was like, I'll just park here. And he said, no, come on, pull up to the house. So I pulled up to the house, and then I was absolutely buzzing after. And I was really looking forward to my next driving lesson. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yes. And then I the first thing I did on my second lesson was I just pulled out in front of a van, and he had to put the emergency brakes on. So that is such a massive lesson of like...
And that's why I refuse to learn to drive. I'm not doing it. I'm too frightened. That's
but
mental.
I was confident and I was looking forward to it. So that was such a lesson in like approach everything. Even like this gig tonight in Reading, I'm really up for it. But yeah. I'm just like, go through your lines, get everything in place. And as well, like if you're starting a job and you're...
But there are some things, don't approach going on a kids' TV show getting slimed with caution. Like you can throw yourself into something.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You can.
Maybe, but I'm quite
I would
a
have questions
person.
About the slime.
I'm quite a confident person, maybe. But I'm too scared to learn to drive.
I think
but
you
what
are
you saying?
Confident.
So you should tell people that you're nervous and you don't know what you're doing.
I just don't think there's any shame in that. I think it could be quite useful.
I don't think there's any shame in it. I've just felt like sometimes I've become a bit repetitive to the point where they're like, well, we've hired you, so you know. Like-
yeah, what I don't think you want to do is talk yourself out of any confidence you already
yes.
have by being like, I'm new, I'm rubbish at this. But which I think I have done in relation to Soho. I've gone so far around the other way that I've made myself feel like I can't do it.
But I think Soho Theatre...
You're catching me on a great day, Rob.
I had that when I did Soho recently, yeah. And I was like, yeah, absolutely bricking it. But then you get the first one done and it's kind of all right.
Is that also just because Soho Theatre, like, it's just terrifying because of, like, the atmosphere of, like, people can come and review and there's, like, there's industry there. You're being judged and, like, I mean, I can't even walk into that bar. I think I went there once after my show. Like, you're a lot better at being in the bar than me. Like, you'll go there for drinks.
I'm Irish, baby.
But like, I think it's more like, it's not so much the show. I'm always happy doing the show and being on stage. It's the...
You trust your talent, whereas I trust my, like,
not
ability.
Not the talent, but I trust that we're going to make this next hour of our lives the most fun we can have it. And yes, if I sacrifice a nervous man in the front row, so soon. So soon.
Oh, wow. We're very similar women in that regard. Yeah.
I think... I don't know. I had a line in one of my shows that I wrote that was about, sorry, I shouldn't say this, but I had a thing that I wrote this thing called a letter from Father Christmas. So it was like every year I'd write a Christmas list, and then one day Father Christmas wrote me his Christmas list of what he wanted, and all it
Wait,
was.
Wait, what the fuck?
Hey, that was just an idea that was in the.
Oh right, okay. So you didn't.
What?
I was wondering whether that was like a service that you could do for your kids, where Father Christmas writes you a letter.
You can
yeah,
you pay can, for that,
yeah, big time, yeah.
Oh. So
oh, can you?
Yeah, we got those. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. I think yeah. my auntie did it.
Yeah, you could just pay.
Father Christmas wrote to you.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't like Father Christmas when I was younger. I thought it was a pervert.
Really?
Okay, Tickly McGee, let's go. Sorry.
yeah.
He was going to come in my room and tickle me while I wasn't awake. Fuck that noise.
But wait, so you? No. Had...
Yeah. So I did that, and basically, Father Christmas was just like, look, you can't keep on being so nervous all the time. Anxiety is not the capital of you. And all that, you know. And I just, after I was like, you know what? Everyone is like, what are we doing, basically?
100%.
What are we doing? Some people are just better at hiding it than others.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, you know, that Simon Sinek guy who's always on YouTube, he's always saying, like, be the person in the room who asks the most questions. And like, he's always like, oh, I don't understand that, because then the person who doesn't understand it but isn't saying it will be really
also
thankful
gets
for you
to hear it. I believe that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Much
so you're just
well.
Like, oh no, I don't get. Like, I'm always asking if I don't understand. I'm like, what? You know, or like big words or stuff like that.
What's
like,
your favorite animal to watch? Like, good questions.
Yeah.
Favorite aisle at the supermarket.
Which I was
no
keep thinking about
that
juice. What your favorite aisle at the supermarket? What is it?
It is the cereal aisle.
Slay.
It makes me feel really like the world's full of possibilities and also very nostalgic. I think that's like the food I have the most specifically associated memories with brand-wise. Oh. But a second shout-out, if I may, to the library of the supermarket, that is the wine aisle.
Okay.
It's quiet. It's peaceful. People don't really talk there. Have you noticed that? It gets very hushed in the wine section.
I don't think I've been to the wine aisle in years.
Yeah, it's really... Zen. I think it's because the kids don't go in there because people are like worried about the glass. So they don't want you to knock anything over.
Yeah.
And everyone's trying to posture at knowing about wine or think like it's like the I think it's one of the things in the shop you're buying not out of
just
need.
To check,
but
we're all just looking at the prices, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, that's what I was going to say. It's like you're not really buying it out of need. You're buying it out of like a treat. So then you want to get it right because it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
I find it very calm.
That's really lovely, Catherine.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But you don't go down the wine aisle, no?
I don't think so. I think my wine buying is very much like, bloody hell, I need a glass of wine, and just like in the off license on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like where I live, I don't have a supermarket, isn't like on the way back from like a bus stop or a train station. I've got my off license. So I go in there, get that, and a toffee crisp. Mm. Yeah, a lot of histamines get very sneezy. Bit of a
toffee crisp, have they changed a lot over the years or not really?
No,
just
I had
a
one
bit
the other
smaller,
day.
That's it.
Yeah, no,
that's...
But it's still exactly the same quality.
Or
that
are
come
we bigger?
To know and love.
Who's to say?
They are thinner.
They're smaller. Yeah.
They are. Okay. Rob, you've been a lovely guest.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah. Really
vibe
lovely.
Turned out all right in the end.
I love you, Rob Orton.
I know you were worried about the vibes, but I thought you nailed it.
Yeah?
I will see you, but not necessarily greet you in the Lidl pastry aisle.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised we haven't run past each other in Victoria Park.
Do you run in there as well?
Yeah.
You're probably faster than me.
No, I doubt it very much.
I'm pretty so. I am also always behind a sort of a lesbian who's taller than me because it's the only time in my life that I follow.
Right.
That poor woman, she gets 2.5 hours a week where I just shut up and go, you can take charge.
That's nice.
It's nice. Peaceful.
Bye, Rob.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait.
See you, Rob.
Sorry. Can you come back, Rob, please?
One. When?
He's back. Could you please plug yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're on tour and it's
I know
a very
you're
funny
Facebook
show.
Famous, but maybe people could find you somewhere else.
Very funny.
I am on tour.
Hello.
I'm doing a show called The Rob Orton Show. It's a show all about me and I'm on tour and you can go on roborton.co.uk.
Rob is a phenomenal stand-up comic, by the way. Genuinely brilliant. I don't think you'll have seen anything like his comedy before if you've not seen him, so you should follow the link, which is
roborton.co.uk.
Makes sense.
And I'm on Instagram, thanks for that.
It's true.
Instagram, TikTok.
We're gonna tag Rob on all our socials as we do, so then you can just follow that link.
That would be amazing. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
This has been the best day of our lives.
It's been wild because your vibe is so zen that Helen has, by both of us, have calmed down. Actually.
I'm screaming on the inside.
Yeah, me too. But
I'm having, since we had things problem, I've been having a panic attack the entire time because now I'm thinking about anxiety.
Okay, well, let's give it up for Rob because he's got to get to Reading. Rob Wharton, everybody!
Thank you so much to our executive producers who really keep this podcast going. It's The Classics, it's Guy Goodman, it's Simon Moores, it's Mary Fox, it's Annie Tonner, it's Sarah Deakin, it's Oliver Jago and Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn and Grace O'Reilly.
Genuinely, thank you to everyone who gives us any money at all. We are so grateful and you are genuinely helping us keep the podcast going. And also,
the snacks we get to eat now.
Oh my God, that's not what I meant. I meant that we actually get to pay Alex and Andrew and Em and that we actually get to have a cool studio, which we can't actually necessarily afford for long, but we'll get somewhere new and then we'll be able to afford that. And, but the point is, thank you for supporting the podcast. It means so much to us every time we realise there's somebody else on the Patreon. It honestly excites us. Thank you.
Little grateful from the, Catherine.
But
so
I mean,
cute.
I really think I don't think people realise how much it means to us. It's so great. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our producers, Richard Bicknell, Elle, Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly Raya Fink.
Cordelia. Oh my, that was from memory.
That was crazy. Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Reardon, Abby Wharf, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Forge, Taz, Anthony, or Anthony, who's to say, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G, Dean Michael, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie...
Chivers.
Carrie Seuss, we guess, Charlie A, KC, Hayley Wharf, and our new producer, Ozzy Steph.
We're all assuming is a nickname, but I really hope there's someone out there. First name Ozzy, second name Steph.
Well, on Queer Ultimatum, there was an Australian called Ozzy.
Not like genuine christened first name.
I don't know, because their pronouns were also Ozzy.
Iconic.
I know.
Iconic.
Yeah, I guess you can be too Australian.
Well, shout out to all the Aussies out there. Thank you so much.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.